Then you've got the issue of tests, those refusing COVID-19 tests. I know it's not sweet. I know it's not pretty. I'm sure it's not nice. I haven't had it done. But the idea of having a swab shoved up your nose or down your throat is something most people would like to avoid. But really, when we're dealing with a global pandemic that's killed more than 500,000 people, it's a small ask. So why are so many people refusing? You're not allowed to refuse a breath test. You can't skip customs at the airport, but it's okay, apparently, to refuse a test for a deadly virus. Last week in Victoria, and these numbers blow me away, 10,000 people refused to be tested for coronavirus. 10,000 of them. So chances are some of them had the virus. They don't care, though. They don't want to know about it. They obviously don't care about anyone else. They are selfish, self-centered people who refuse to do their bit by being tested. I mean, if you're sick, you get tested, don't you? If you live with someone who's sick, you get tested. If you're travelling from overseas or a hotspot, you clearly need to get tested. And if you're asked by authorities, then why would you argue? There should be no excuse. I use the example of drink driving. Chances are you're sober. You may not have even had a drink. But if there's a potential that you could be putting others at risk, you have to take the damn test. Stop being so selfish.